Blog Talk Radio.
Greater love his word so much. His word is so holy. He said his word was even above his name. And you must learn how to familiarize yourself with his words. Why? Because his words are perfect. The Creator told us to the law and to the testimonies. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And if you're looking for light, then you must look for the word of Yah. And you're not going to find this in the Quran. You're not going to find it in the New Testament. You're not going to find it in the Talmud. You're not going to find it in this so-called book of Jasher. And yes, the scriptures talk about the book of Jasher. What do you think it means? The book of the upright. And there's only one book of the upright, and that's the scriptures. Where Daniel called the scriptures of truth. Matter of fact, it wasn't even Daniel who said that. It was an angel. Or the book of the dead, or the book of the Jubilees. These are not the words of Yah. The word of Yah is in the Holy Scriptures, or what you know of as the Old Testament, from Genesis to Malachi. Now, you can put all the other books beside the word of Yah, before the word of Yah, all you want. But make no mistake about it. If you're looking for light, if you're looking for wisdom and understanding, if you're looking for the truth, then you have it right with you. Furthermore, we brought to you Yah's commandments. Now, why is Yah's commandments so important? Because everything Yah speak is his commandments. When Yah speak, he's commanding you. Why do you think he loved Abraham so much? For he said, I know him, that he will command his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yah to do justice and judgment. Because, all because he commands. And this is what we're supposed to do. And why? Because that's what Yah do. He commands us. He commands his prophets. He commands the lights. He commands the sea. He commands the rivers. He commands the beasts. Just by speaking. When he commands, he said his word will not come back unto him void. And it will accomplish the thing that it was sent and purposed to do. And ain't nothing going to change it. Furthermore, the Almighty said this about his commandments. He said, according to the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. What do you think your whole duty is? And then you might have some people say, well, the word duty ain't even there. And you're right. Which means this is the whole man. In other words, you can't even be complete. You can't be whole. You can't even be perfect without the commandments of the Most High. No wonder the Creator gave us his commandments. And what did the Creator say about his commandments? This is what I want you to see. And you'll find this in the book of Psalms 119. Look what he said about his commandments. In the book of Psalms 119, I want you to read verse 172.
My tongue shall speak of thy word.
Yeah, my tongue shall, because everything he speak, you know, this is the word of Yah. Go ahead.
For all thy commandments are righteousness.
Yeah, all my commandments are righteousness. No wonder the Almighty told us if we keep these statutes and judgments, if we keep all these commandments, he said this shall be not only your wisdom, not only your understanding, but the Creator told us that this shall be our righteousness. This is unrighteousness. And why? Because that's what the commandments are. And then we brought to your attention about the Creator's laws, the very instructions that will help us to keep his commandments intact. See, there are certain things that need instruction. But thou shalt not steal. What instructions do you need for thou shalt not steal? You don't need no instruction manual for that. Don't steal. And what is stealing? Taking something that don't belong to you. That's stealing. It don't belong to you. Well, what if I ask them? Then you're not stealing. But what if I don't? You stealing. Did you ask? I know you weren't stealing or you was just born. I don't know because you didn't ask. You just took it. And you don't covet anything that don't belong to you. The laws are instructions. There are certain things you need instructions to do. And you got people going around talking about, we don't have to keep the law. The law was nailed to the cross. The law made none perfect. That's what it says in the New Testament. And I may add, everybody that read these other books and study these other books and adhere and practice these other books, don't keep the law. That's how I know the Almighty Spirit is not in those books, because they don't even keep the law. They don't keep the dietary laws. They don't keep the laws of uncleanness, the law of the holy days. It's many laws they don't keep. But what is the law? Well, let me show you, since we're in Psalms 119. What do verse 142 say? The same 119.
Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth.
Thy law is the truth. Can you see the law? All is done away with. Truth is done away with. And I guess for most people, the truth is done away with. If you look in the earth today, you would think truth is gone. But no, the truth is here. And we got the truth. You just got to recognize the truth. And once you're able to recognize the truth, then you'll recognize the law. Because they go hand in hand. Hand in hand. And we brought the various laws to you. The very instructions of the Most High. And let me just show you one more thing about the law before we go to the next thing. And you'll find this in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter, speaking about the law. According to the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter, watch what it says in the 28th, starting at the 28th verse. No, start at the 27th verse.
And if any soul sin through ignorance, then he shall bring a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for the soul that sinneth ignorantly. When he sinneth by ignorance before Yah to make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him.
Yeah, because if you sin through ignorance, and what is ignorance? You know, today they make ignorant a bad word. You ignorant, man. It's just the connotation how they say things. Now, you ignorant. There's nothing wrong with being ignorant. Matter of fact, it's better to be ignorant than to know and not do. Because ignorance just means you didn't know. You just didn't know. And because you didn't know, and then you found out, Now you can repent from that thing that you didn't know. Now you can make the crooked thing straight because you just didn't know. Now you can correct this thing. But what happens? Well, before I ask that question, read the 29th verse.
You shall have one law for him that sinneth through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them.
Yeah, one law for him that sinneth through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them. So nobody can walk around and say, man, I'm not an Israelite. And because I'm not an Israelite, such and such and such, well, it's only one law. Well, I'm not an Israelite, I can't be saved. There's only one law to be saved. I'm not an Israelite, so I got to do this and that. What Israel got to do, the stranger has to do, is one law. But what if you're not ignorant? And this goes for the stranger as well as an Israelite. Let's see what offering you bring then. 30th verse.
But the soul that doeth aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land.
Whether he's born in the land.
Or a stranger.
Or a stranger. Whether you're an Israelite or not.
The same reproacheth Yah.
The same do what?
Reproacheth Yah.
Uh-huh.
And that soul shall be cut off from among his people.
You mean to tell me I can't bring no offering then? No, you can't. No, money not taking no offering then. You reproached him. And if you don't understand what a reproach is, watch the 31st verse.
Because he hath despised the word of Yah and hath broken his commandment, that soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him.
His iniquity shall be upon him. Because now you know better. Now the Almighty is a merciful Elohim. His mercy is as far as the heaven is above the earth, so is his mercy towards them that love him. So it's good that y'all have this mercy, because we know many of us have failed at trying to do the right thing. But make no mistake about it. At some point in time, you're going to have to get right. You just can't keep doing wrong and trying to make it right. At some point, right have to become right. Because there is no offering. There is no sacrifice. There is nothing that you can do when you despise the word of Yah. Other than repent and turn and do that which is lawful and right. That's all you can do. Christ can't save you. The righteous can't save you. No one can save you other than your ability to make right, right. That's it. And I know these laws become grievous to people because they don't want to make right, right. You mean tell me if I poke somebody out, my eye got to get poked out? Well, what's wrong with that? You mean if I get my tooth knocked out or they get their tooth knocked out, I got to get mine too? What's wrong with that? That's like saying somebody stole my $10. They got to give me the $10 back. What's wrong with that? These are the laws of Yah. They're fair. They're just. They're righteous. They're holy. And we're not used to things being holy. But we better get used to it. Because right now, we're on the fourth thing that we're here to discuss to you tonight. But because the Almighty not only gave us his commandments, his laws, because we talked about his word in general, and you have to talk about his word because all of it is his words and all of it is his commandments. But make no mistake about it, there was a difference with the law. He commanded us to do the law, but you'll never read where it's one manner of commandment. It's one manner of statute. It's one manner of judgment or testimony. But it is one manner of law. And this is why you got to know the difference. And here, we're talking about his testimonies. The fourth thing that we're bringing to you. And what is a testimony? We got people believing and thinking that once you get past Deuteronomy, everything past before Deuteronomy is the law, and then everything after Deuteronomy is commentary. And the only reason you believe that, the only reason that came into your mind and your spirit is because of your enemies. They made you think that. They got you believing that. And there's nothing in the book of Yah that even remotely suggested. Which brings us to the next thing we're teaching on, and that is the testimonies of Yah. And you got to understand the Creator's testimonies. And I'm going to show you a couple of testimonies so you can understand how important this is. Let me read to you this first, because this thing and watch this, then you're going to understand what a testimony is, because I like to define things in the beginning, because once I define it in the beginning, then all you have to do is follow along and you're going to see that it's not going to contradict the rest of the scriptures. And watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy 31. In the book of Deuteronomy 31, I want you to start reading at the 19th verse.
Now therefore, write ye this song. Now therefore, write ye this song for you, and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel.
And let me tell you what a testimony actually means. That's what it means. It means a witness. That's what a testimony is. It's a witness. And watch what it says.
For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxed in fat, then will they turn unto other deities and serve them, and provoke me, and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them. As a witness.
Yeah, it's going to testify because that's what a testimony is. Do you realize all the prophets are testimonies? And what is a testimony? A testimony, that is the commandment. That is the law. These things testify against us. This is how we know how wicked we are. Matter of fact, most people wouldn't even say how wicked they are if it wasn't for the scriptures. If it wasn't for the book, if it wasn't for the word of Yah, we'd tell everybody we this, that, and the other. But we would never, ever say we sinned and we were wicked. We will be saying, I don't know why y'all did all these things.
But watch what the scriptures say. And it came, shall come to pass when many evils and troubles are befallen them. And make no mistake about it, these troubles, evils, are in the house. They're not at the door. They're in the house. That this song shall testify against them as a witness.
For it shall not be forgotten out of their mouths. Of their seed, for I know their imagination, which they go about, even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Yehoshua, the son of Nun, a charge and said, be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. And it shall come to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book, until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, saying, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of Yah, your Elohim, that it may be there for a witness against them.
In other words, once again, a witness against them. What's a witness? A testimony. A testimony. What's a testimony? Yeah, a testimony is telling that yeah, you're going to sin. Yeah, you're going to break the law. Yeah, you're going to do evil. Yeah, you're going to be wicked. Yeah, you're going to serve something else. And here it is. Our people who have woken up to these realization, still have not woken up to the fact that these laws is testifying against us, telling us everything that we're going through and said we will do and said what our outcome will be. It don't tell us that, look, we need to return. Return where? Back to the very thing we forsook. We didn't forsake JC. That's not what got us in this trouble. What got us in this trouble is serving him. Because there's nothing in the law that tells us to serve someone other than the Most High. There's nothing in the law that tells us to scorn people and to hate your brother in your heart and to eat these polluted foods and to forsake his Sabbath. You got people talking about don't keep the Sabbath day, and we don't have to do that in captivity, and the Sabbath this and the Sabbath that. Nothing, none of these things have come out of the mouth of Yah. And you know what's testifying against us and against those who will teach and believe this? The testimonies. The testimonies. All you got to do to make us lie, it shows a testimony that's not just coming out of your mouth to show us where we don't have to keep the Sabbath. Just show us. How simple could that be? Just all you got to do, I can show you real simply, less than 5 seconds to show you where we're supposed to keep the Sabbath. Now show us in 5 seconds where we're supposed to not keep it. Where Yahweh said this. Just show me in 5 seconds where Yahweh said that we're supposed to serve his son and believe in him. That's how simple these things take. If you believe in the truth. And what is the truth? The law. Watch further what it says. Verse 27.
For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against Yahweh. And how much more after my death?
And we still those same people. Go ahead.
Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them.
Yeah, there's a record of this rebellion. There's a record of this stiff neck. There's a record of this great wickedness. And what do it say?
For I know that after my death ye will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days, because ye will do evil in the sight of Yah, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended.
Yeah, until they were ended. Yeah. And this is what's testifying against us, because that's what a testimony is. So every time you read the various prophets, every time you read in the book of Proverbs, every time you read in the book of Psalms, these are testimonies. These are testifying against you. And we must understand these testimonies. I pray that we understand the testimonies. And show you how important a testimony is. All you got to do is see where the Almighty told Moses to put the testimony. Watch this in the book of Exodus. Exodus 16 chapter. Well, before we go into Exodus 16, but I want you to go to Leviticus 16 first. And if you're not familiar with Leviticus 16, well, let me tell you what Leviticus 16 talk about. The Day of Atonement. And the Day of Atonement is one of the holiest days of the year, because this is the day that anybody got any sense at all look forward to. Why? Because that's the day Yah pardoned your sins, your iniquities, and your transgressions. Now, here we got people say you don't even have to keep that. You don't have to worry about that. You don't even have to concern yourself with a Day of Atonement. Why are you doing that? Well, because it's the law. So what is the law? Well, because it's the truth. The law is the truth. Do you see them doing it in captivity? I didn't have to. But I see the testimony that we're supposed to keep it. Now, and if you can show me a testimony that says otherwise, I'm right there with you. But watch what it says in Leviticus 16. And start at the 11th verse.
And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself.
Yeah, because there's no sense in Aaron, the high priest, praying and sacrificing for us, and he's sinning too. His family's sinning too. So what they do, they wash their sins away first. And now he can deal with the people. But watch what it says.
Verse 12. And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before Yahweh, and his hands full of sweet incense beaten small, and bring it within the veil. And he shall put in the incense upon the fire before Yah, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat, which is upon that is upon the testimony that he died not.
Yeah, in other words, death and life was in this, and how what was going on. See, Aaron, the high priest, only can go in this veil once a year, because it was the Day of Atonement. And so the very first thing he had to do, he had to light this incense. And not only had to light incense, he had to wear holy garments. And on these holy garments, his head bells on it. And so when he walked into this veil,
and he got these pomegranates and bells on the hem of his garment. And so just like somebody come to your door and they come to your house and they come unannounced and they didn't call you and they didn't warn you and they didn't say nothing to you, just like the Jehovah Witnesses do. Don't know if you're busy. Don't know if, you know, just come knocking on your door and ringing the door. At least they ring the doorbell. But just imagine if they just walked in. Well, that's what the high priest had to do. They had to wear these bells. And this was their way of announcing to Yah, I'm about to come into this veil. And this is the only day I can come in anyway. But still, you know I'm coming, Yah. And then after I come, I still got to light the incense. And why the incense? Because now it's getting all smoky and I can't see nothing. And why y'all didn't want me to see nothing? Because y'all didn't want him to see him. That's why. And then not only that, it says, and he shall put the incense upon the fire before Yah, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat. And what is the mercy seat? Yah got a seat called mercy. All we ask for is Yah's mercy. We live for Yah's mercy. And Yah got a seat called the mercy seat. And why? Because this is when Yahweh will come down on this seat to pardon all Israel's sins, transgressions, and iniquities. What else should it be called after pardoning all our sins, iniquities, and transgressions? And he only do that one year, once a year. And he only come down on his seat once a year to do just that. No wonder it's called the mercy seat. But what is this mercy seat on? It's upon the testimony. And what is the testimony? The testimony is the very thing that if you open it up, if you open up this box, this ark, this thing where the testimony is, you will pull out this thing and it will testify that what Yahweh said, we did not do. And it's called the testimony. And I'm going to show you what this testimony literally is in the book of Exodus 16. In the book of Exodus 16, and there was only a couple things that was in this ark. And watch what it says, the 32nd verse, Exodus 16 and 32.
And Moshe said, this is the thing which Yahweh commandeth, fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations.
Talking about the manna, the manna.
That they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you forth out of from the land of Egypt.
In other words, why did Yahweh wanted this thing to be shown? And he said, fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations. In other words, they put something in this ark just for the various generations to come. Go ahead.
And Moses said to Aaron, take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein and lay it up before Yahweh, to be kept for your generations.
Mm-hmm.
As Yahweh commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept.
He laid it up before the testimony. In other words, the very thing that is there as a witness against us, there was the manna also. Go ahead.
And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years till they came to the land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Now a omer is the tenth part of an ephah.
Yeah, this was the testimony. And what is a testimony? It's a witness. It's a witness that what Yah said is the truth. As a matter of fact, Yah told us that we are his witnesses when we witness for him. And a lot of our people, they undoubtedly don't know what a witness is. Because if they knew what a witness is, then they would never say that after Deuteronomy, that's just commentary. They wouldn't say that at all. These are witnesses. Look what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. One of Yah's witnesses. And are you a witness for Yah? Or are you what Moray Elisha used to say, an ambassador of hell? In other words, speaking of ambassadors, one of my brothers just shared with me how the United Nations, the UN, came up and made a resolution against President Trump. About what he's doing by moving an embassy and talking about moving an embassy to the state of Israel, making Jerusalem the capital. And they put it in writing that this man is insane. He's crazy. He's something wrong with this guy. And of course, whatever resolution they come up with, it ain't going to stop him. Just like one is ordained to be anointed and righteous, some people ordained to be a fool. And you got to know the difference. But it also lets you know how Yah will hasten the things that he planned on doing. We're in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, and watch what it says in the 16th verse.
Bind up the testimony.
What is the testimony? It's talking about bind up the testimony. In other words, now we're getting into something that I thought the testimony was in the ark. Yeah, it is. But once you know what's in the ark and you know what was there, then now you can bind it up. Because I know the very thing that's in that ark is the very thing that I should have. How else am I going to get it in my heart and in my mind and my spirit? And if it's always closed and put away. Well, the way that happens is that we got to do what the Creator told us to do. We got to seek Him, seek Yah out of His book. We got to meditate in His law day and night. And we got to write these things. And now we can bind them up. Bind up the testimony. And if you don't know what the testimony is, you're in trouble. Go ahead.
Seal the law among my disciples.
Yeah, all my followers, I want you to seal the law. And how do you seal anything? And what should be sealed? The law. And how do you do that? Well, you make sure that they learn to put the law somewhere where it can never, ever depart. You seal it. That's like putting cement on something. You seal it. and you don't allow it to be broken. And where do y'all want that at? In your heart. And why your heart? Because that's the one thing he judged, your heart. You don't want to just put it in your hand because you might set it down and lose it. You don't want to just keep it somewhere where you forget. Man, I don't remember that. And when I talk to people all the time, they always forget stuff. Where's your ZZs? Oh, man, I forgot. Well, the ZZ is supposed to help you remember. No wonder it's not sealed. This is what we got to do. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. And watch what it says. Continue reading.
And I will wait upon Yah that hideth his face from the house of Jacob. And I will look for him.
And I will look for him. In other words, now, once you do this, now you just wait patiently for Yah. And then waiting patiently for Yah, you still got to look for him. And this is something everybody's not doing. How do you look for Yah? Let me tell you how you look for the Most High. You look for the Most High by searching his words. And this is how I know when the Creator is present. I'm going to show you that. Then you're going to understand what a testimony really is. But look at in the same chapter, the 20th verse.
To the law.
To the law.
And to the testimony.
And to the testimony.
If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
So if you're not speaking to the testimony, that is the law. That's the very thing that Yah used to testify against us. This thing is not only in a box, but it's in heaven. A lot of people looking for the Ark of the Covenant today. What you looking for that for? That thing should have been in your heart, in your mind. As a matter of fact, watch this. Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 14th chapter. Just want you to see this. It's the opposite, Jeremiah 16. I was going to say 14 and 16, but it's 16 and 14. Jeremiah 16 chapter, the 14th verse, and watch what this says.
Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that it shall no more be said, Yahweh liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but Yahweh liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north.
Look, it's not even going to be talked about how Yahweh liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt. That's not going to be talked about no more. That's not going to be your conversation anymore. Which means this. Whatever happened coming out of Egypt, you're not going to talk about it. And let me show you something else you're not going to be doing. In the book of Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter, watch what it says in the 16th verse.
And it shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, saith Yah, they shall say no more, the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh.
What you think is in the Ark? The testimony. What you think the Ark was made for? The testimony. So why is Yah saying We won't even be. They shall no more say the Ark of the Covenant of Yah. Go ahead.
Neither shall it come into mind.
It won't come to mind.
Neither shall they remember it.
They won't remember it.
Neither shall they visit it.
Neither shall they visit it.
Neither shall that be done anymore.
That won't even be done anymore. You're not going to do that no more. Why? Because you won't be talking about nothing from Egypt anyway. Yahweh liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt. You won't even be dealing with that and doing that. And why? Because Yahweh said, what we're going to be doing is talking about these wonders that he will do at this time. But make no mistake about it. That's only once we return. Because right now, the testimony is used against us. This is the very thing that either justifies you or not. See, y'all have these records. And these records will determine whether you was righteous or wicked, whether you obeyed or rebelled. Whether you were good or bad, this is the testimony. Now, ask yourself, is that fair? Is that good? Sure it is. Watch what y'all say about this testimony in the book of Psalm 19. Why do you think Yah said, seek ye out the book of Yah and read? None shall want to remain. None. None shall fail you. And why? Because it is his mouth that has gathered these things, spoke them, and his spirit has gathered them. So therefore, this is the very thing. People talk about the book of life. Well, this book is real. It has names in it. And these names that is declared in them are names of those who have respect and love the testimonies of the Most High. Those that are exempt, they did not adhere to the testifying. And I'm going to show you how Yah testified to his people. In the book of Psalms 19, watch what it says. The seventh verse.
The law of Yahweh is perfect.
And we talked about the law, but look how perfect it is.
Converting the soul.
And we talked about his law. Then who can come tell you, man, you don't have to do the law? And this is the very thing that converts your soul. Go ahead.
The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple.
Why do you think things are so simple for the wise? And they don't. It's not hard about the wise. Why just say, look, you know, you say something and I say, man, just keep the first commandment. How can you go wrong by somebody say, keep the first commandment? How can you go wrong for somebody saying, keep the Ten Commandments? Then you have some strange talk. Well, you can't keep the Sabbath day. Well, then if you can't keep the Sabbath day, that just makes nine commandments. And I never read anything about nine commandments. See how it get complicated? So are we to keep the nine? Yeah, you can keep the nine, but we can't keep 10. But the book say 10, and you say nine. See how it starts just getting real complicated and hard. Keep it simple. That's what the testimonies do. They make the wise the simple. And watch what it says.
The statutes of Yahweh are right.
And we're going to get into the statutes.
Rejoicing the heart.
Uh-huh.
The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes.
Yeah, and didn't we tell you the commandment, what the commandments do? Well, this is the whole man. It enlightens your eyes. It helps you to be able to see. It's perfect. It's pure. It's whole. Go ahead.
The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever.
And we're going to get into that as well.
The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether.
Yeah, and we're going to get more into that as well. But I wanted you to see the testimonies. The testimonies, because I hear the talk out there, that's just commentary. What do you think the testimony is? That's the word of the Most High. Where do you think they put the testimony? Somewhere in a good place to testify against you. As well as I. If I don't do what I'm supposed to do. And watch this in the book of Jeremiah 35. I want you to see this also. This is probably one of my favorite stories in the whole scriptures. And watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah 35. Starting at the very first verse.
The word which came to Jeremiah from Yah in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Yehuda, saying, go unto the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of Yah, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Yaazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites, and I brought them into the house of Yah, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of Elohim, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the door.
In other words, the people that was brought in, they told the top brass to bring the Rechabites in, their whole house. This was the top brass. That's like, even though Trump ain't the top brass, as a matter of fact, he's like dross. But nevertheless, he's top brass to America. And he said, look, bring all the Israelites in, the head of Israel in here. And I want to deal with the Israelites. And the Israelites go to talk to the top brass of the other nations. Well, this is the top brass of Israel. And they called the family of the Rechabites. Now, Marty only told them to do one thing. And that's in the second verse. Go to the house of the Rechabites, speak unto them, and bring them into the house of Yah, into one of the chambers, and give them wine and drink. That's all Yah told them to do. Fifth verse.
And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said unto them, drink ye wine.
This is the top brass in Israel. You don't just, the priest tells you to do something, you're supposed to do it. But watch what happens.
But they said, we will drink no wine.
Look, they in the priest's office, in the chambers, in the house of the Most High, people who teach them the law, commandments, statutes, and judgments. And they were told to drink. And look what happens.
For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye, nor your sons, forever.
Forever.
Neither shall ye build a house, nor sow seed.
In other words, people are talking about build a house, and the scriptures plainly say, build you a house. But they, in their family, they were told, neither shall ye build a house. In Israel, it tells you to plant vineyards. But in their house, it says, nor sow seed.
Nor plant vineyard, nor have any. But all your days ye shall dwell in tents.
You're supposed to, they said they were going to dwell in tents all their days.
That ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days. We are wise.
And don't think we just decided to do this and then our wives, they party in somewhere. No, we are wise.
Our sons. Nor our daughters.
Nor our daughters.
Nor to build houses.
Nor to build houses. We didn't get jealous and none of that. And we start saying, man, we just can't live around all these people with these big, pretty houses. We dwelling in tents.
Nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents and have obeyed and have and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land that we said, come and let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans and for the fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwelt at Jerusalem. Then came the word of Yahweh unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, go and tell the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith Yah. The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed.
They performed exactly what their father said.
For unto this day they drink none, but they obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you.
Rising early.
And speaking. But ye hearken not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets.
How many prophets?
All my servants the prophets. Rising up early and sending them. Saying, return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doing. And go not after other deities to serve them. And ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he had commanded them. But this people have not hearkened unto me. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh Elohim of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will bring upon Yehuda and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard.
But they have not heard.
And I have called unto
them. And I called unto them.
But they have not answered.
But they have not answered. And how did Yahweh call? And how did Yahweh spoken? Through his prophets, through his messengers. How did Yahweh testify against them? Through his prophets. No wonder nobody ain't listening. Because they don't know the testimonies of Yah. Who you think going to speak to you? Yahweh? If Yahweh has spoken to us, we will be dead. Because Yahweh already said, they're not going to hearken to you because they don't even hearken to me. But not so with the sons of Jehonadab. Watch the 18th verse.
And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to unto all that he hath commanded you. Therefore thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever.
Forever. In other words, this family is always going to be standing before Yah. They have a sure house in the house of Yah. And why? Because they did exactly what their father commanded them. Just like Yahweh wanted us to do with him. Now, if you can do what your earthly father said, you mean to tell me you can't do what the Father of heaven and earth say do? And that the Father on earth will have an easier command than the fathers of the heaven and earth? See, we can keep Yah's commandments. We can keep his testimony. And what do you think we're reading here? A testimony. A testimony that's witnessing against us. That here's one that can keep what they fathers say. And here, we say Yah is our father, and we don't do nothing he say. Don't you see the abomination? This is what a testimony is. But not only would Yah testify against us here, watch what the Creator say in Jeremiah the 7th chapter. Because this is one of the main excuses that people would tell you why they don't keep the law. And I'm not talking about Christians and Muslims. I'm talking about Israel. And watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 7th chapter. The 21st verse. And what are we reading? A testimony. Because what is a testimony? The very thing Yah will use to witness against us. Because that's what a testimony is. A witness. 21st verse.
Thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices.
See, he said he never commanded that. when he came. Now, did Yah lie? Is Yah lying here? Now, if he's not lying, then stop all this talking about we don't have offerings and sacrifice. That's why we can't keep the Sabbath. Because the Sabbath day here to sacrifice, and we can't do it. Stop all the lying when you talk about we can't keep the Day of Atonement because we don't have the sacrifice. Yahweh never told you to, on the Day of Atonement, make a sacrifice. He told the priest to do that. But what do that have to do with you? Now all of a sudden, are you a priest? You never made a sacrifice other than the ones you did voluntarily. And now you're not even doing that. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. But watch what he said in the 23rd verse.
But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice.
Obey my voice.
And I will be your Elohim.
Uh-huh.
And ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you.
That it may be well unto you. Why you so worried about offerings and sacrifices? And he never even commanded you to do that anyway. This is testifying against you. Talking about this, why you can't keep the Sabbath day. This is why you can't keep the Day of Atonement. This is why you can't keep the law. Here it is, you got a bunch of Christians say, look, where's your sacrifices? What sacrifices? You know, y'all were commanded to do sacrifices. Where? Just show me. Show me where Yahweh commanded that. I want to see it. Well, it's not there. Well, that's Yah lying. And I know he's not. 24th verse.
But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward.
And that's what's going on today. Everybody going backwards and not forwards. And watch the 25th and the 26th verse, because this is what a testimony is.
Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day.
And that's a long time.
I have even sent unto you all my servants the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them.
What, you think he stopped? See, if he stopped this, then you'll have an excuse. Then you'll be like, see, y'all, you stopped it, and you're not sending nobody, and now we never had no testimony. No, he never stopped. You just only want to believe he stopped. And watch what it says, 26th verse.
Yet they hearken not unto me.
They didn't hearken unto Yah. You think I'm standing here telling you what thus says Isaiah? Or the word of Isaiah came to you saying? No, these are thus says Yah. When the Almighty sent a servant to you, and who is the servant? Israel. When he sent a servant to you, this is how you can tell Yahweh's servant. Is when they tell you what thus says Yah. They are all his servants. Matter of fact, his servants would never ever come to you and tell you, no, you don't have to do this. After Yah said you do. Only a fool will. And we've been a foolish people. And how do we know thus says Yah? Because it came out of his mouth. It's something he speaks. It's something he commands. It's a law that he wrote and gave with his own finger. And then he gave us testimonies to testify against us. 26th verse again.
Yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck. They did worse than their fathers.
And our people talk about our fathers like, man, how could they see all this and not do this? Man, our people must have been wicked. Well, how can you read all this and then you don't do it? I can understand if you didn't read it and then you didn't do it. But you'll read the same thing and still won't do it. For example, in the book of Hosea, the 13th chapter, since this is here to testify against us, and what is a testimony? A witness. In other words, this is a witness. And watch what it says in the book of Hosea, the 13th chapter, the 4th verse. What do it say?
Yet I am Yahweh,
Yahweh thy Elohim.
From the land of Egypt.
Yeah.
And thou shalt know no Elohim but me, for there is no Savior beside me.
You don't even supposed to know another Elohim, for there is no Savior other than him. You will read that, and then after reading that, then you will know somebody that can save you other than the Most High. Now you understand why this is here to testify against you. And then you'll read something like this in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Turn there. In Isaiah 43, it says in the 9th and 10th verse, or 9th through 11th verse,
let all the nations be gathered together, and let all the people be assembled.
In other words, not just Israel, everybody who believe these religious ideologies, let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Anybody that has any mind for the Most High, let's gather ourselves together.
Who among them can declare this and show us former things?
Yeah, show us some former things.
Let them bring forth their witnesses.
Let them testify. Let them bring forth their witnesses.
That they may be justified.
Yeah, and the things they talking about, some virgin had a baby. Yeah, bring forth your witness.
Or let them hear and say, it is true.
Yeah, or let them hear that and say it is true. In other words, listen to what we got to say. Go ahead.
Ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior.
There is no JC. There is no Muhammad. There is no one else that can save you other than the Most High. Why do you think at the beginning of this program, I told you he's the only Savior, not just of Israel, but the world? This is what you should be testifying about. This is our testimonies. There is no one else. And if you don't turn to his laws, his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, his testimonies, here it is, according to the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter, just imagine, as a teacher, here it is, I'm not interpreting anything, all I'm doing is reading a bunch of verses to you. I'm not giving you some special insight on this. All I'm doing is reading scriptures And watch this scripture I read in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter, the 16th verse, and see if you can understand this thing.
Seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read.
Now, stop there. Now, I don't have to interpret that. All I'm asking is the book of Enoch, is that the word of Yah? That's not the book of Yah. The Talmud is not the book of Yah. He didn't tell you, seek ye out of the book of the Talmud. Seek ye out of the book of the New Testament. Seek ye out of the book of any other book except for his. But when you do, now this is what's testified against you. Not me, not his other servants, but the word of Yah. And watch what it says.
No one of these shall fail.
Not one of these books shall fail you.
None shall want her mate.
And there is no mate. There is no match. There is no another pair.
For my mouth it has commanded.
Yahweh commanded this thing. Because why? Because when Yahweh speak, he commands.
And his spirit, it has gathered them.
The Almighty gathered these books. He gathered these books. And what books? The books that we're reading today. That's why we don't need nothing else. That's why we're confident in coming before you with these books. You can bring whatever book you got. And we're confident that we got everything. We got everything that we need. Why? Because this is a testimony. Why? Because this is a witness. This is the witness. We don't need nothing else. And again, we are Yah's witnesses. And watch this so people can understand this. In the book of Psalm 81, because this is another scripture that our people read and they, I don't get it. Psalms 81, starting at the very first verse.
Sing aloud unto Elohim, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Yaakov. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new month, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day.
Yeah, and most people say blow up the trumpet in the new moon. In other words, when the moon become a crescent, that's when they at night. Well, why are you blowing it then? Yeah, because that's when the moon come out. Yeah, then why don't you blow the trumpet in the new sun? And a new star. What made the moon above the star and the sun? Nothing. This is just how they translate the scriptures. And this word new moon, matter of fact, you'll never see a Hebrew word for new moon. This Hebrew word is kodesh. The word moon comes from the Hebrew word uraeach. And we're going to bring something to you about this so you can see this thing. But watch what it says. Fourth verse.
For this was a statute for Israel.
It was a statute for Israel.
And a law of the Elohim of Yaakov.
And the law of the Elohim of Yaakov.
This he ordained in Yosef. For a testimony.
Yeah, he ordained in yourself for a testimony. In other words, yourself was a testimony. His life, what he did.
When he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not, I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots.
Yeah, because once you study and you learn what took place in yourself, Do you realize Yosef was the first of our fathers in Egypt to sojourn there? He ruled it. And our people went in Egypt as a result of Yosef. No wonder he was a testimony. And we was there 430 years. And that's when the Creator first told our people, this month. He didn't say this moon. He said, this month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year unto you. And right after he said that, you know what the first time appointed was? The Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. No wonder he said this was a statue in Israel and a law of the Elohim of Yaakov. That's why it says he removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Because what you think we were doing in Egypt? The same thing we're doing now, slaving for other people. Thou called us in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in a secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah. And this is will happen again. It will happen again. There will be another testimony. And why? Because Yah still testifying against our people. And that last testimony, you're going to see what Yah will do. And let me tell you, even before he do it, because Yah always tell you the ending from the beginning. He said he's going to raise some up to everlasting life and some up to everlasting shame and contempt. Now, you got a lot of people who talk about it's only going to be two-thirds of this and two-thirds of that. But how many people are you going to raise up? Did you count them? Is he only going to leave one-third of the people here and then raise up? Now there's more than one-third. So how is Yahweh going to do this? Do you know how many people he's going to raise up? See, these are all the things that you're going to have to concern yourself with. And Yah let us know there's nothing new under the sun. What is now, it have already been. And what shall be, it's now. And Yah required that which is past. So these things that are witnesses right now, every single day, is either you're a witness for something good, a testimony for what shall be, or you being testified, witnessed against. So it's up to you. Either you will be the testimony, and this is the last scripture, because I'm over time, in the book of Ezekiel, the 14th chapter. And let me show you the testimony that Yah said will be in the last days. Ezekiel 14. And I just want you to see who this might be. Ezekiel 14, verse 22. And this is what it says.
Yet behold, therein shall be left a remnant.
Therein shall be left a remnant.
That shall be brought forth, both sons and daughters.
Sons and daughters.
Behold, they shall come forth unto you.
They're going to come forth unto you.
And ye shall see their way and their doing.
Yeah, you're going to be looking at their ways, and you're going to be looking at their doings.
And ye shall be comforted concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon it.
Yeah, why would you be comforted about the evil that y'all brought upon them? And it's going to tell you why, the 23rd verse.
And they shall comfort you.
And they shall comfort you.
When you see their ways.
Not by the lip service, not by the mouth, but when you see their ways.
And their doing.
And their doing.
And you shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, saith Yahweh.
Says Yahweh. This is a testimony. So at the end, it won't be nothing about talk. It will all be about action. That's what a testimony is. Action. And, of course, tomorrow we will get into the statutes and the judgments. So until then, y'all love you, and so do I. Shalom.
It's true.